Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the third quarter and 9 months 2016 PT Mata-Hari Department Store conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone keypad. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, the 31st of October, 2016. Our call today will be hosted by our CEO, Richard Gibson, and our CFO, Clarissa Yusuf. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Richard Gibson. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our third quarter 2016 earnings call. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today. As we do normally, we will be recording this call and we'll post it to our website afterwards. As we had indicated, due to the shift of LeBaron into Q2, our third quarter sales showed a decline over the same period last year. Overall, we ended the third quarter with a negative 22.2% same-store sales growth. For the 9 months year-to-date, our same-store sales growth was positive 6%. We did see a slowing in sales post-LeBaron, and that continued through the quarter. As a result, we're tracking about 1 to 2% behind our previous guidance. When we analyze our performance in detail, we do see pressure in the greater Jakarta area, primarily driven by performance on the consignment side of the business. I will go into more detail on that after Clarissa talks us through the financial results. Our store opening plan is tracking better than anticipated, and we expect to open a total of 8 new stores for the year at the top end of our range. The opening of one additional store in the third quarter and another in October has brought our total store openings to 6 for the year so far, and our total store count is now 148. We do also have some developments to share with you on the e-commerce side of the business. And again, I'll go into more detail after our financial results. Now I'll turn it over to Clarissa, our new CFO, who will go into our results in more detail.
Thank you, Richard, and good afternoon, everyone. At 4 p.m. Jakarta time, we posted 3 announcements to the IDX and also to our website. Our third quarter and 9 months and audited financial statements, summary slides for our latest results, and also a brief press release. As in previous calls, we will talk through the earnings slides, which will take around 20 minutes, and then we'll have a Q&A session afterwards. If you have any questions after the call, and once you have reviewed the detailed financial statements, please feel free to contact us on our investor relations email, ir@matahari.co.id. Referencing the summary slides that we posted to the website, let's now start by turning to page 4. Page 4 outlines some of the recent macroeconomic data. Consumer confidence, which had risen in May, June, and July, declined in August and September. This is consistent with what we see on the ground, with domestic consumption still remaining weak. Inflation remains relatively low, which generally is a good thing, although we believe this partly reflects the lackluster demand in the market. That said, our beneficial tailwinds continue to help us. Namely, the middle income segment continues to grow. The move from traditional to modern retail continues. And of course, urbanization continues to expand, particularly as the government increases its infrastructure spend. In terms of government policy, the recent cuts in interest rates should also begin to feed through to higher business investment and personal consumption as we move forward. Page 6 shows the highlights of the third quarter. As Richard pointed out, this is primarily driven by the seasonality aspect, where the bulk of the LeBaron period moved to second quarter. As such, the comparison to last year's third quarter is somewhat distorted. Overall sales were down 20.1% to last year, same-store sales growth came in at negative 22.2%. EBITDA was down 36.2% at 648 billion rupiah, and net income was 453 billion rupiah. Gross margin, which is comparable to last year, improved 20 basis points over last year in the quarter. Page 7 shows the highlights of the 9 months, which is a true apples-to-apples comparison of our performance versus last year. Our total gross sales increased by 9.2% over last year to 13,215 billion. We delivered a 6.0% comp store sales growth. Merchandise gross margin increased to 35.6% of gross sales, up 40 basis points over last year. EBITDA increased by 12.4% over last year to 2,274 billion, up 50 basis points over last year. Net income increased by 16.3% to 1,610 billion. On slide 8, you can see we delivered a total sales growth of 9.2%. Page 9 shows our comp store performance. The third quarter, as we mentioned, was a negative 22.2%. And year-to-date, we delivered a positive 6% same-store sales growth. At the current time, we are forecasting a same-store sales growth for the year in the range of 5 to 6.5%, with an improvement coming as we move into 2017. Looking at the breakdown of same-store sales for the year-to-date, of the 6% same-store sales growth, 4.4% is from an increase in average unit retail, and 1.6% is from an increase in unit volume. Encouragingly, we again see a slight increase in the number of transactions, a surrogate measure for traffic. Turning to page 10, you can see the increases achieved in our merchandise margins. The strength in our DP business with higher margins gave us a 20 basis points merchandise margin improvement in the third quarter and 40 basis points year to date. Due to seasonality, we did not achieve leverage in the third quarter. However, on a year to date basis, both on a comp store and total company level, expenses were 10 basis points lower than last year, despite the lower same-store sales. The bulk of the efficiencies came again from payroll management and electricity savings. On the LED project, we have now completed 101 stores and anticipate the chain being completed by year-end. On page 12, we can see our EBITDA performance. Stripping out seasonality and just focusing on the cumulative numbers, EBITDA is up by 12.4% in the 9 months to 2,274 billion, delivering an improvement of 50 basis points. Turning to page 13, our net income decreased 38.5% in the third quarter, and then on a year-to-date basis, increased 16.3% to 1,610 billion rupiah. Turning to page 14, despite the lower sales performance in the third quarter, our inventory days came in at 112 days on a last 12-month basis through September, and the freshness of our merchandise under 6 months old actually improved over this time last year. As we state on the slide, we remain on track to refurbish 15 stores in total for the year. CapEx for full year 2016 is planned at around 400 to 450 billion, excluding any additional investment in Matahari Mall. Approximately 30 to 35% will be for new stores, 20% for refurbishment, 25% for IT, and the balance for other maintenance CapEx. Our revolving facility balance was zero at the end of the third quarter. We didn't have any draws, and our cash on hand at the end of the third quarter was 671.15 billion. Turning to the table on page 15, this summarizes our financial performance for the third quarter and 9 months compared to the same periods last year. I will now hand you back to Richard, who will talk in more detail about our expansion plans in e-commerce.
Thank you, Clarissa. Firstly, I wanted to give you a little bit more detail about our performance regionally, and in particular, looking at our consignment business. Page 17 shows our same-store sales growth by region. Geographically, when we look at the 9 months year-to-date, we can see some performance differences across regions. Overall, Greater Jakarta had a 3.5% growth, Java, excluding Jakarta, an 8.3% growth, and outside Java, a 5.8% growth. Kalimantan, encouragingly, was positive at around a 1% growth. East and West Java and Sulawesi continued to outperform, and Sumatra was in line with the overall company performance. When we look at Greater Jakarta in more detail, we see strength in direct purchase, but some weakness in CV, bringing down the overall comp performance. Looking at this in more detail, we find a couple of reasons for this. Firstly, the overall macro picture, of course, but in addition to that, we are seeing weakness in certain categories, predominantly driven by a miss in the current product assortment, which we are currently addressing. If you look at page 18, as we mentioned previously, we are on track for 8 stores this year. Of particular interest, in the third quarter, we had the opportunity to take over another retailer's space in Kemang, an 8,800 square meter store right in the heart of central Jakarta. At the end of September 2016, we had opened 5 stores and the total store count was 147. And our total retail space was 967,302 square meters. In 2017, we are forecasting another 6 to 8 new stores. We believe this is a conservative target, given that of these, 4 are currently in existing malls, and 2 are already under construction. As you can see, our pipeline remains robust at 57 potential sites. In terms of sales, private label is still outperforming consignment. Overall direct purchases represented 35.6% of our business in the third quarter compared to 34.1% in the same period last year. Year to date, direct purchase stands at 36.7% versus 35.2% last year. We do have a couple of updates on e-commerce. Firstly, as you may know, Matahari Mall announced that they have completed an equity round of $100 million, led by Japanese conglomerate Mitsui & Company. The investment will be made in tranches over the next 12 months. The initial tranche is for approximately an 11% stake, and at the end, will leave Mitsui with approximately a 20% stake in Matahari Mall. That works out to be an effective valuation of around 3 times the cost of Matahari department store's original investment. This is a strong signal of Mitsui's confidence in the business, and we believe that Mitsui's expertise in technology and logistics will bring significant benefits in boosting MatahariMall.com's growth potential going forward. Secondly, as we had mentioned previously, we are looking at avoiding dilution in our stake. This means we will likely be making an additional investment in Matahari Mall, and we will announce further details in due course once this has been finalized. Thirdly, with regards to our journey in becoming a true omnichannel retailer, we continue to make good progress in enhancing our internal merchandising systems and expanding our product range available online. In addition, we are also excited to announce that in November, we will be launching our own landing page on MatahariMall.com with the domain name MatahariStore.com. This dedicated page for Matahari department stores will enable us to better showcase our products online. We will remain responsible for determining all pricing and promotional activities. And we're going to back this initiative with a series of marketing campaigns, primarily focused on the greater Jakarta area at the time of the launch. So in summary, on page 22, overall sales year-to-date were up 9.2% year-on-year, with same-store sales growth 6%. The continued strength in our direct purchase offerings resulted in further merchandise margin improvements. And as Clarissa mentioned, the overall merchandise margin was up 40 basis points over last year. Continued efficiencies in expense management led to the 50 basis point uplift in EBITDA margin, and a net income growth of 16.3%. Our expansion plans remain on track, and we have made steady progress in developing our omni-channel platforms. Thank you very much for listening to us today, and now we will open it up to any questions.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will now take our first question from Reggie Sustano from Deutsche Bank. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, Richard and Clarissa. Thank you very much for the call, and amazing to see the good margins despite the seasonally weak sales. Just a few questions on my part, mainly relating to your last point on MatahariStore.com. Could you just maybe explain what would be the main difference between Matahari Store and Matahari Mall? And second question relating to that, in terms of the operations and the functions, will there be an overlap between these two entities? And last question, will there be any additional CapEx related to Matahari Store? Thank you.
Sure. Thanks, Reggie. So firstly, basically, if you recall, the Matahari department store private label product was part of the overall Matahari Mall assortment. And what we wanted to do was we wanted to create, if you like, a dedicated page where we could showcase our own inventory in a separate way. So what we were able to do working with MatahariMall.com is to create essentially a dedicated landing page to us. Now, we gave the landing page a URL of MatahariStore.com so that actually the site can be accessed either through MatahariMall.com or if you visited MatahariStore.com, it would take you directly to that page. So if you like, we're effectively leveraging the technology of MatahariMall.com. Now, when it comes to us putting some marketing behind this in November, of course, we will be marketing MatahariStore.com, but they will obviously land up on the same page. Today, effectively, in terms of the operation, very much the same as it has been already. But like I said, I think on the last call, you know, gradually over the next couple of years, you know, our goal is to move towards the fulfill from store omni-channel approach.
Okay, thank you very much.
We will now take our next question from Divya Gangagar from Morgan Stanley. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Hi, Richard. Hi, Clarissa. Thanks so much for the presentation. Two, three questions from my end. The first is, Clarissa, you mentioned that, you know, for the full year, you're looking at the same-store sales growth forecast of about 5 to 6.5%, with improvement expected as we move into 2017. Just want to get a sense on, you know, what you think could be the things that drive an improvement as we move into 2017. What are the things that you're seeing on the ground? Any upside catalysts from, you know, minimum wage or how, you know, that outlook is shaping up? The second question is, Richard, if you can, you know, just maybe talk a little bit more about these gaps that you talked about in the categories for consignment and what exactly, you know, the company is doing on that front. And the last question is on e-commerce. I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand when you mentioned that, you know, you would try to avoid dilution. So effectively, you're saying that you would like to maintain the 10% stake, and then whatever it takes to get to the 10% stake, you would pay up at some point of time. Is that understanding correct? Thanks.
Okay. Why don't I kick off? Actually, the gaps in our performance in the quarter are very much related to how we see an improvement coming in 2017. So I'll kind of take those two together. I think that as it relates to you know, the slightly weaker performance, as you know, our consignment business is actually a larger percentage of the business in Greater Jakarta than outside of Greater Jakarta. So a weakness on the consignment side tends to affect Greater Jakarta more. You know, we spent obviously a lot of time looking at the performance across our CV categories. I think it's fair to say that predominantly it's in the sort of female ladies apparel and youth girl area, where we had some misses in our assortment. And I think that, you know, we have made quite a lot of progress in terms of addressing that. We want to be a little bit cautious as we move through the fourth quarter as it relates to our projections. But we do see this as a temporary situation. And so we feel that 2017 we think that we're going to see an uptick in the business. I think that, you know, we had always, you know, hoped that given various initiatives that the government has undertaken, et cetera, you know, we had always said that we expected and hoped to see an improvement in the second half of 2016. I think, again, we're trying to be a little bit more cautious. We think that the domestic weakness has bottomed out, and we do feel that we are going to begin to see some improvement. But like I said, it probably is not going to happen until we start moving into 2017. As it relates to e-commerce, yeah, basically, just to clarify, I think we had mentioned at a few meetings that, you know, we feel comfortable with our 10% stake in Matahari Mall. We wouldn't see ourselves ever going over a sort of 19% stake in Matahari Mall. We're very happy, obviously, with the current valuation of Matahari Mall given Mitsui's recent investment. So, you know, we're just clarifying and reviewing internally, you know, the amount of money that we would need to invest, you know, essentially to at least maintain our 10% stake. So what we will be doing is we'll actually, once we've finalized that, we'll put out a press release. And so that will give all the relevant details.
Right. And just to understand, mataharistore.com would be exactly the same as it would be mataharimall.com. So it's just like an additional store for you where, you know, they're like a vendor. I mean, you're like a vendor over there. You don't make anything additional from mataharistore.com.
It's from a technical standpoint, very similar. Because, you know, we wanted to have this dedicated page because we will then essentially be very, very involved in the look and the feel of the page, the presentation of the product, et cetera, et cetera. So we wanted that dedicated page. But we also wanted to make sure that obviously it's leveraged with all the traffic that comes through MatahariMall.com. So we're actually also, we will have a banner on the MatahariMall.com website as well, which if you click will essentially take you to that landing page.
All right. Perfect. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
We will now take our next question from Francisca Wuja from Macquarie. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hello, Richard and Clarissa. I have three questions. And my first question is, are you seeing any competition from other retailers or e-commerce? Is that, you know, also part of the reason why the same-store sales growth came slightly softer than expected? My second question is, on MatahariStore.com, when are you thinking about launching it, and will there be a large number of merchandise overlap? And finally, you know, on the product assortment that you mentioned earlier on the consignment side, you're saying that there was weakness in the Jakarta area. How about the other areas? Thank you very much.
Sure. Hi, Francesca. As you probably appreciate, we spend a lot of time looking at the competition piece, also looking at e-commerce. Obviously, we have a lot of access to information on that as well. Our conclusion is that we're not seeing, at the current time, we're not seeing competition from e-commerce. And as it relates to other specialty store retail, our conclusion is that we feel that the majority of the miss has come from in some internal assortment-related, fashion-related issues. And we feel very confident about that. And we also feel confident that we're going to be able to fix this. We think that we will be making a lot of progress on this in the next month or so. So I think that that's kind of our thinking on that one. We are seeing a little bit of weakness outside of Greater Jakarta, but really, that's also part of the macro picture. The way we see it is that we're generally seeing weakness across Indonesia that's driven by the macro, but we feel more specifically in those consignment categories that I mentioned, we're also seeing additional weakness on there, but because of internal issues, if you like. So, you know, we're fairly confident that when we fix those challenges, that will improve the performance not only in Greater Jakarta, but also in consignment across Indonesia. Just so happens that Greater Jakarta is more affected because of the higher penetration.
Right. Okay.
As it relates, as it relates to MatahariStore.com, like I said, we're going to launch it. It'll probably be mid to late November. And obviously, we will be putting some press and advertising behind it. So you'll be definitely notified as to when it's going to launch. It will have a significantly enhanced product assortment than we had probably from a couple of months ago. We are getting closer to, you know, just understanding better what customers are looking for, understanding better how to just kind of go through the logistics, if you like, of getting product available online and, more importantly, in stock and available for customers when they order it. It will be an evolutionary process. You know, like I said, it's going to take us a little while to get to, you know, our end game, which is you order online, the inventory can be reserved at the store nearest to you real time and then fulfilled to you in a timely and a cost-effective, from our standpoint, manner.
Got it. How about the merchandise overlap? Apologies if you've already answered it. I didn't really quite...
No. I didn't answer that. In terms of overlap, I mean, everything that you will be able to view on MatahariStore.com or via MatahariMall.com, that is all will all be available in our store.
Right. Okay. All right. And are you sort of revising your same-store sales growth target for this year, or are you still sticking to the 7 to 7.5 you guided for at the beginning of the year?
Clarissa mentioned a little bit earlier, we're changing our guidance to between 5% and 6.5% same store sales growth for the year. Obviously, it all will depend on how the fourth quarter plays out. December for us is a month that's as big as October and November, frankly. So it'll really rest on the performance during that holiday period.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Pleasure.
We will now take our next question from Sylvini, from Gabor Sestanti from CCL. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Just wanted to follow up on the SSSG, and you mentioned that most of the miss in the quarter was related to internal assortment issues, and you're largely addressing these. If that is the case, have you seen any evidence already in October that was progressing as you would have hoped? And if it is, should one expect perhaps that you end up the year towards the higher end of the guidance in terms of SSSG?
Yeah, so basically, as you probably are aware, we don't actually give out monthly same-store sales growth numbers. However, having said that, yes, October we have seen is trending higher, but I think that at this stage it's too early to make a call on whether our actual results will be at the lower or the higher end of the guidance. Like I said, it's really all going to rest on December. I think we are definitely able to make some improvements in terms of our assortment as we move into that period. But at the moment, I think it's still too early to suggest that we're seeing an uptick in the underlying domestic consumption within the economy at this point.
Understand. Thank you. Just perhaps one other thing quickly. I seem to remember that you had a future pipeline of stores from FY17 onwards, 12 in Greater Jakarta, 13 in Java, and 29 outside Java. But would that supposed to be completed by the end of FY19 or FY20?
Well, that's a good question. We have 57 stores currently in our pipeline. These are specific locations, and the mix across the three areas depends on those specific locations that we're looking at. So it's not totally representative of how we see our overall expansion opportunities. As it relates to the timing, actually it's a five-year horizon. It's really a 3 to 5 year horizon. The reason why I think we're guiding 6 to 8, although that does seem a little conservative, is because what we have found typically is that real estate, as you may have heard me say before, very rarely comes forward. It always seems to slip a little bit. So, we're trying to be a little bit cautious. If we do get the opportunity to open more stores quicker, then we would certainly take advantage of that.
Understood. Thank you.
We will now take our next question from Sylvania Arpin from HSBC. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Clarissa and Richard, for the presentation just now. I have one question, actually two questions. The first one with regards to Mitsui's presentation, how does that change the dynamics of the group of investments, or rather the group of investors that are now investing in MataHariMall.com? That's the first question. How does that change the initial plan when it comes to MataHariMall.com? Plan number two, would you be able to give a bit more clarity on the fact that you are lowering your full year guidance to about 5.6%. Is that primarily as a result of just the mist that you see in the Jakarta area this time around, or are you seeing weaknesses in other parts of the country? Thank you.
Sure. So firstly, on the guidance. The guidance is between 5 and 6.5% same-store sales growth for the year. The reason why we lowered it slightly is because the performance of our sales post-LeBaron came in, as I was mentioning, sort of 1-1.5% lower than we had anticipated. As it relates to Jakarta, I think that the way to look at it is that where we had weakness was in the ladies and girls business within consignment. Because consignment is a higher percentage of the business in Greater Jakarta than elsewhere, it primarily affected Greater Jakarta more, which is close to 30% of our overall business. So we believe that once we address the assortment challenges in those two areas, that will improve not only Greater Jakarta but across Indonesia as well. So I think that's the first thing. I think your second question related to MatahariMall.com. We don't see any change in plans as it relates to Mitsui's investment in Matahari Mall, except that obviously this is very, very positive for Matahari Mall. You may be aware that Mitsui has other e-commerce investments in Japan. I think they've done very well. And obviously, their background in these areas, particularly as it relates to technology and logistics, I think can only help propel the overall business forward. So we see that as very, very positive, which is obviously one of the reasons why we feel that we certainly would not want to have our stake diluted.
We will now take our next question from Samuel Satana from Deutsche Bank. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, Richard. Congratulations on the strong results. Just one quick question for me is that I can see that your margins overall continue to improve. Could you please elaborate a little bit on how do you achieve that? And at the same time, your targets for this year and next year's?
Sure. I think, when you look at our margins, obviously, I think, we'll look at the two components. I think we'll look at our gross margin, and then we'll look at our expense margin, or rather the percent of sales. We're actually very pleased with the progress that's been made on these two fronts. The gross margin improvement essentially has come from the direct purchase side of the business. Again, the success of our DP merchandising programs continues to enhance our margins, as well as drive very strong same-store sales growth. So that's a positive on the gross margin front. As it relates to expense savings, I think that I probably talked about it. I'm probably going to start boring you guys if I talk about it anymore. But I think that it actually, again, it's back to managing our labor force, what I like to call proper staffing. So we want to try to make sure that we're as efficient as possible in using our payroll. But secondly, as Clarissa mentioned, our LED lighting program continues to yield significant benefits. We had originally embarked on the program anticipating a cash-on-cash payback of somewhere in the region of 3-3.5 years, and it's actually significantly exceeding our forecast. So we're very happy with that program as well. The good news about the margin improvement is that as we do begin to see a pickup in the domestic consumption and the economy generally, we should be in a very good position to be able to leverage as our sales move up.
Got it.
I hope that answers your question.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much, Richard, and congratulations again.
We will now take our next question from Steve Guada from UOB. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. Hi, Richard. Hi, Clarissa. Three questions from me. In terms of the, I would say, subscription to the to maintain your stake at matahari-mall.com, just for me to understand, it's going to be at the same, it's going to be a rights issue at the same price what Midway goes in, isn't it? So that's my question number one. Number two, in related to the mataharistore.com, how, what will be the resources allocated to this? Because if you're talking about the e-commerce, customer acquisition cost and cash burn rate at the initial part of the investment is extremely high. Are we going to see major investment or just grow as nature's would actually intended in terms at your so-called own lending web page? I mean, it's a two different thing, right? If you look at, if you pushing that website or the internal site, it's going to be extremely, extremely costly at the front. And the third is more on the consignment. It seems the weakness is in lady apparels and girls. And is in Greater Jakarta. Is it competition from specialty store? I mean, what's the risk of this actually spreading out of Jakarta, by the way? Thank you.
Yeah, sure. So I'll kind of address that in reverse order, I think. So if we start off with the weakness in consignment, we do not see that as an impact from the specialty store piece or the e-commerce piece. The reason being is we are seeing weakness in those two categories across Indonesia. Again, because you know we really look at this as I mean, obviously there's always noise, but we think this is primarily an internal assortment issue that we're dealing with. The reason why it shows itself more in the Greater Jakarta is because Greater Jakarta has a greater percentage of consignment in terms of mix compared to the rest of Indonesia. So we feel that if we're able to fix this this challenge, that will have a knock-on effect not only generally across the chain, but also Greater Jakarta, as I was mentioning earlier. As it relates to mataharistore.com, it's actually a very interesting question. We want to build a little bit of awareness around the website mataharistore.com. But it's important to remember that people will be able to go to our landing page, not just by understanding that there is a website called mataharistore.com, but also through Matahari Mall as well, who obviously have significantly higher traffic. One of the things that we feel sets us apart from everyone else is that, you know, we do a lot of marketing anyway, obviously for our offline stores. And, you know, we have the ability to leverage some of that at relatively low cost. In addition to that, also the ability to market to our loyalty card members, which I think has now increased to about 3.5 million, just over, I think. So, you know, we have a lot of opportunities as it relates to customer acquisition that aren't available to other people. As it relates to our stake in MatahariMall.com, yes, yeah. Unfortunately, we wouldn't be able to buy more shares at our original price anymore. So any further investment that we would carry out in MatahariMall.com would be effectively at the same price as Mitsui, which would actually be at that higher valuation.
Thank you. Probably one follow-up question. So in terms of promotion as a percentage of sales, given a little bit of push in your new web landing page, we shouldn't expect any kind of differences, right, going forward?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we'll report on that when we go through the fourth quarter. You know, we haven't decided exactly, you know, exact figures at the moment, but we do want to support it in a meaningful way. You know, we look upon this as, you know, a fairly small investment, you know, to begin our e-commerce journey. You know, as we move forward each quarter, we'll give you a little bit more update as to our progress. But if you listen to the call, I think it was last time, you know, we believe that, you know, we have the best brands in Indonesia. You know, we think we offer the best value for money. And we think that our customers should be able to buy our product, you know, at any time through any channel. So that means buying not only through, for example, a marketplace model such as Matahari.com, MatahariMall.com, but also through our website, which obviously would end up being MatahariStore.com, and, of course, through our mobile app as well, which currently does not sell products, but we are looking at linking that into MatahariStore.com as well. So I think these are all very exciting things, and I think, frankly, I think show our commitment that we believe that we can be a serious player and a serious omni-channel retailer.
Thank you. Definitely will be useful investment for the long run. Yep. Thank you. That's all from me. Thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you for your questions.
We now have
time.
Apologies, sir.
I think we probably only have time for a couple more questions.
We will now take our next question from Jun Zhu from Goldman Sachs. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi. Yeah. My question is that I'm sorry that I still feel a little bit confused about this internal assortment issue. I mean, Matahari Department Store has been in this business for a very long time, and the convenience, you know, consignment has been high in Greater Jakarta sales anyway. You know, it has been consistent like this. But why suddenly in third quarter we suddenly see this internal assortment issue? And when it comes to product assortment, is it because it's a mismatch with the consumer's taste? Or, you know, it indirectly actually reflects some competition in the area, in apparel, in the female fashion and girls' fashion area? And how confident are we that this is really a temporary problem? Or is there any issue with your vendor, consignment vendors, that leads to this product assortment issues? I mean, I would really appreciate it if we can have a little bit more colors on this problem, since this is
sure.
One of the key reasons why the guidance was cut. Yeah.
Certainly, yeah. So, I mean, firstly, you know, there's no problems with our CV vendors. As you probably remember, Jude, you know, our CV vendors have worked with us, as you pointed out, for many, many years. Obviously, you know, certain categories do better than other categories, you know, from year to year. That's really just how retail works. I think that, you know, it just so happened that it was in particular in these categories, going into LeBaron, that we did have some misses, you know, which I think probably, if on reflection, we probably did not get out of the merchandise fast enough coming out of LeBaron as we probably should have. But like I said, this is something that's being addressed, and we have every confidence that that's not going to be an issue going forwards. You know, as it relates to specialty retail, you know, we, you know, there's only a limited amount, frankly, of specialty retail, which, as you know, generally speaking, is playing at higher price points than us. You know, both CV and DP. We're able to drill down, obviously, into those stores that we have near the specialty stores to try to get a sense if there is an element of competition as well. And at the moment, our view is that we're not seeing a significant impact from specialty retailer, at least not at this point.
But you mean actually during the labyrinth assortment is quite different during the labyrinth, and then you say it didn't come out as fast as you wished, meaning you didn't able to change the assortment post labyrinth. Is that what the correct understanding?
Yes. I mean, I don't want to go into too much detail about it, but generally speaking, yes, you're correct. You know, we do bring in additional merchandise during labyrinth. Obviously, seasonal merchandise, and the extent to which we get that assortment correct and have it at the right price points obviously can determine our selling. And we think there was a little bit of a miss there, and I think that, you know, particularly, you know, in some areas, I think that, you know, we've probably left the labyrinth period with more inventory than we had anticipated.
Okay. My very last question would be, again, on the Matahari Store.com, in terms of the product offering on their website, does it only include the private labels or direct purchase products, or also includes a lot of other consignment products as well online? And who will manage it, this website? Is it MataHariMall.com or is it LPPF?
So MataHariMall.com obviously continues to manage the website, transportation, logistics, etc. We obviously are responsible for selecting the assortment. You know, our primary focus is fleshing out our direct purchase assortment. However, there is going to be some consignment merchandise on there as well. So, you know, we're just working on the details. So, like I said, we will be putting out a couple of announcements. And, of course, you know, we will let you know when the website is live.
Okay, thank you so much. Yep.
That's right.
We will now take our final question from Yanni Asman from Maybank. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hi, Richard and Clarissa. Thank you for hosting the presentation today. I just have two questions, actually. My question is actually related to the direct purchase. It seems like the gross margin has been trending up continuously in the past few years. I just wonder if it is related. Is it related to the company strategy to upgrade the assortment? Is it because due to the change in business mix, like consumer trading up to the higher price item, or is it because more due to the cost management that lead to a lower material cost for the direct purchase product? And my second question is related to MataHariStore.com. Could you please repeat on the Mitsui investment? When will the first tranche come in, and what amount of stake that Mitsui will have on MataHariStore.com? Thank you.
Yeah. So, firstly, addressing direct purchase gross margin, it does keep going up, which we're very happy about. The good news, though, is that the margin is actually not going up because of pricing going up, or the average unit retails going up significantly. Predominantly, the extra margin is coming from what I would call buying better and selling better. So buying better as it relates to, as I'm sure we've, you know, we've talked about before, the continued success of our key item programs and other initiatives such as our Gap Brands initiative like American Jeans, whose assortment has been increased. But also, you know, as we get better at that and we're able to offer, you know, really great product to our customers, probably we offer better value today than we ever have done. As we do that, it means that we can become slightly less promotional, there's slightly less inventory risk as well. I think we said all year that we probably were going to see a slight uptick in gross margin driven by direct purchase. I think it's probably true as we sit here today, probably to assume that we may see some continuation of that as we move into 2017 as well. As it relates to Mitsui's investment, I'm not able to give any more details out beyond what I said on the call, which is that their initial tranche is going to be for about an 11% stake, and I think we will see Mitsui ending up with about a 20% stake in Matahari Mall. But what we will do is we will give out more details when we're able to provide more information about our additional investment as well.
Okay. Thanks, Richard. Thanks, Larissa.
Thank you very much. Thanks for all your questions.
Thank you.
I would now like to turn the call back for any closing or additional remarks.
No, I think we're all good. Again, I'd just like to thank everybody for taking the time to be with us today. If there are any questions that we didn't have time to answer, please feel free to call myself, Clarissa, or Maggie, or send us an email, and we'll be happy to get back to you. Or you can email us, of course, at ir@matahari.co.id. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.